a familiar face in crowds of people all buzzing around trying to find an open space where they can discuss how angry they are, how much they want to change the world, deliver maybe answers and responses to how they want to change the world. I'm here with Steve Manthrop. How are you doing?
Oh, not so bad. Had a good time so far.
What's your role here? Why are you here?
I was invited here as an artist, along with my co-practitioner, Shanaz Kulza. Very happy to be here. She's working on one of tonight's entertainments, the My Last Car.
What's that going to be like?
It's great. It's an extract from a much larger play. Very well worth coming to see.
So, what do you think so far? What have you learnt? What have you got out of the day and a half?
Well, yesterday was interesting because it was pure cockfight. It was climate evangelist, climate skeptic, just basically knocking lumps out of each other. And it was interesting that the audience responded quite negatively to that. You know, they were not interested in seeing that scrap. They didn't think it informed them.
Surely that's a great way to start this discussion, because there are still, and some might say unfortunately, I'm trying not to interject my opinion in here, huge swathes of people that still don't think there's an issue at all.
Absolutely, and I actually thought, Matt Ridley was brave to take that Eurosceptic stance on a platform where he knew he'd be vastly outnumbered, and B, I thought it was important to see that there were people who eloquently and passionately believed that the calamitous science was wrong.
And your opinion?
I guess my opinion is that I don't know. I found myself thoroughly convinced by the statistics, first of Kevin Atkinson and then of Matt Ridley. So it demonstrated to me that I'm easily swayed and nothing more.
You know, I'm so with you, because I heard an audio boo of one of the talks last night, and I was thinking, geez, this is really quite convincing. I'm really finding my ignorance here. And sometimes I think that maybe only those passionate experts know enough.
Yeah, and it was obvious when you get two people, both of whom were well qualified to be on a platform, certainly a hell of a lot better qualified than me, they were holding diametrically opposed views. You know, it's obvious that even pure science itself is not crystal clear on this one. You know, I know what side I instinctively fall on, but that's instinct. You know, that's not grounded in anything but my own bigotries.
But with that gut feeling, you know, I have to go with you on that. For me, if it means less pollution, less impact, less all of the nasties that seem so quite obvious with this industrial age that we're so, you know, we're revving as hard as we possibly can right now, then removing a lot of that unnatural effect is a good thing. So I almost don't care about the big picture. I don't want to see an apocalypse on the horizon, because the fear is not a positive thing for me to work with.
I completely agree with you on that one. And curiously enough, I don't think that the two speakers yesterday would have disagreed. I think that if you strip out the carbon emissions and the climate change and so on, and you say, is it a good or a bad thing for us to consume less? Is it a good or a bad thing for us to repair rather than throw away? There's simply no doubt. You know, it's got to be better for our own pockets, for our own self-interest, to go down a less consumerist route.
What do you ideally want to see, or what would you like to see come out of this meeting of incredibly creative minds?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you've got this sort of dichotomy between this huge John Martin picture of apocalypse and disaster, and then you've got the little tiny things, the switching off of the light that we've got to do if we're to make any impact, that we've all got to do. And maybe that's where the artists are positioned, because artists can't make those vast changes, but they can persuade people, a person at a time, to switch off the light or what have you.
What are you doing to make a difference?
I'm working with Shanaz on two projects. One is a slow art project in the Yorkshire Dales, where we're getting hikers to walk the entire Yorkshire Dales with small head-mounted video cameras. And we're producing, it's getting to be a fairly vast video resource of walks, hopefully encouraging people to get out and walk themselves. But also, interestingly, it's being used by people who, through disability, through age, or through small children, aren't able to walk. And there are people who are vicariously enjoying the walks, which is an interesting fringe benefit. And we're doing a live event with sustainability, very strong sustainability messages and overtones down at Snibston Colliery on the 10th of March.
Fantastic. Have you got a link that you can give to these projects, or will you be plugging everything into your Twitter feed?
Yeah, just if you follow at Manthorpe, I'm plugging them fairly unmercifully at the moment. But the meander is www.adeptprojects.co.uk, and New Age of Discovery, probably the best way to find it, is simply to enter New Age of Discovery into a search engine.
Steve, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Christian.